Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. In the chambers of the U.S. Supreme Court, former President Trump's attorneys argue there was never an insurrection against the U.S. government.
President Trump did not engage in any act that can plausibly be characterized as insurrection.
Furthermore, they argue the Civil War era clause of the 14th Amendment being used against Trump in many states, does not apply to presidents, only lower office holders. The case stems from a Colorado High Court decision to remove Trump from that state's primary ballots over his actions related to the January 6th U.S. Capitol riots. A U.S. House Select Committee that investigated 2 years ago termed it as an attempted coup at the time. Former President Trump notching a victory in the Republican caucuses in the U.S. Virgin Islands. Trump's already won caucuses in primary elections in Iowa and New Hampshire. President Biden is criticizing a DOJ report that cites lapses in memory noticed by special counsel investigators who had interviewed him earlier. Biden spoke in response himself.
I'm well-meaning, and I'm an elderly man, and I know what the hell I'm doing. I've been president, and I put this country back on its feet. I don't need his recommendation.
In their report, DOJ officials said Biden appeared to have a difficult time recalling the timeline of his son Beau's death and did not recall his time as vice president very well either. Biden's attorneys have responded as well, claiming the references made in the DOJ report are inaccurate and inappropriate. Search and recovery efforts continue following a helicopter crash that killed five U.S. Marines. Colonel James Ford says all next of kin are notified, and U.S. Marines have remained on guard at the crash site.
Due to the hazardous terrain and weather, we are currently conducting a ground recovery. The Marine Corps will investigate the cause of the mishap to reduce the likelihood of future mishaps and loss of life.
He says an investigation into the Marine Super Stallion crash near Pine Valley in a training mission will likely take several weeks. This is USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for you.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
A $95 million foreign aid package is advancing in the U.S. Senate, but its journey is far from over. The Senate has voted 67-32 to move forward with the bills aimed at assisting Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan. However, the vote simply allows the Senate to begin deliberating on the bill. Prepare yourself for a trade-off if attending the Super Bowl in person is your goal. USA's John Schaefer's in Las Vegas explaining how traveling solo may be your best bet.
Adam Budelli of StubHub suggests that purchasing single tickets could offer the most favorable deal available.
Sometimes going by yourself may sound strange going to a sporting event, but I can assure you there's probably 70,000 plus other sports fans.
Additionally, he says it's wise to wait until days before the game as prices typically decrease during that time. Lastly, be vigilant for hidden fees. Ensure that you activate the all-inclusive pricing feature in your ticket search so you can accurately gauge potential deception regarding affordability.
TV viewing audiences will see a ton of big-name celebrities in this year's Super Bowl ads. In one commercial for Pringles, Marvel film star Chris Pratt breaks the internet for wearing a familiar mustache.
You look like the Pringles guy.
No, I don't.
posted.
Chris Pratt is giving this appeal.
Identical. Other ads feature big names like Snoop Dogg, Martha Stewart, Hollywood film director Martin Scorsese, Parks and Rec darling Aubrey Plaza, and Aquaman Jason Momoa, among many others. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's
6 minutes after the top of the hour. Good to have you with us. Bill Martinez here. We got James Hurston, New York Times bestselling author, media and legal analyst. Mr. James, how are we doing, buddy?
Hey, doing well. How are you, Bill?
Hey, I'm doing terrific, and I'm excited to talk about Jim Harbaugh. You know, what a career that it has been. You know, you cite in your article about him, you know, like anybody that wins a big game, of course, you know, here he wins the national college football championship. And we've gotten so attuned, you know, to the question that happens. They catch them on field. Jim Harbaugh, you just won the national college football championship. What are you going to do now? I'm going to Disneyland, right? But not Jim Harbaugh. Jim Harbaugh goes...
No. Jim Harbaugh went... He goes to the March for Life. And the March for Life, this amazing march with... actually, now it happens all over the country, but the big one is at the National Mall in Washington, D.C.
Right.
And the media pretends like it doesn't exist, when, in fact, it's probably the most important event... of, you know, any kind of private, I don't know what you call it, a demonstration in our country, because we're talking about now people that hate humanity, that hate people, they hate life. We've seen this, and ironically, the March for Life occurs at the same time as those gremlins get together in Davos, Switzerland, yes, from the World Economic Forum. But here's thinking about James Harbaugh. He's so near and dear to me because I grew up in Chicago. I'm a Bears fan. I've always followed football. University of Michigan is, you know, Big Ten football. It's a big team. Mm-hmm. And here's this guy. First, he plays in college at a top university. Stellar performance. Gosh, I think he was a first-round pick. The Bears drafted him. And then he's an incredible player. He played on the team that still had those superstars from the 1985 Bears on the team. He was in the 90s. They were older. But one thing I remember about him was his incredible perseverance. There's a game, a Monday night game, where the Bears were playing the New York Jets. And the game was over. The announcer said, oh, the Bear fans are mad. They're starting to leave the stadium. It was the final minutes of the fourth quarter, and the Jets were leading. It was 13-6, but there was only a few minutes left, and the Jets were on the goal line, ready to score again, put away the game. And all of a sudden, these aging superstar defensive backs from the 1985 Bears got some youth, and they stopped the Jets. They got the ball back, and they threw the game into overtime, and it just went to the final seconds of overtime, and Harbaugh pulled it out. Wow. And it was one of these things where no matter what happened, his persistence and his attitude against obstacles was inspiring. And then he while he's in the NFL, and by the way, he played with a lot of teams. He brought the Indianapolis Colts to the championship game. He had a really great career. He even played out here with the San Diego Chargers. But his dad, he's from a coaching family, and his dad coached at a relatively small school in the South. But Harbaugh volunteered, while he was a player in the NFL, volunteered to be an assistant coach to get coaching experience. And because, you know, he knew his family were athletes, they understood the nature of the sports business. And so then he goes out. There's this relatively small school in California. It's a Catholic school, University of San Diego. He coaches them to one championship after another in a small division. Then he goes on to coach at Stanford and then back to his alma mater at University of Michigan. And he, in between, he coached the 49ers. It's just an amazing career. And yet, this guy, and he takes a lot of heat for this, but he's always been, as a Catholic Christian, as someone who has a big family, loves his family, always been a ardent, outspoken pro-lifer, ardent, outspoken man of faith, Christian man. And so for him to go over there, a man with this career and with so much respect to go over there, and there's young people, tens of thousands of young people inspired by a guy like Harbaugh.
Exactly.
And it's just it's important at this time, like I say, because it's not, you know, people always define the life issue as abortion. And abortion is very, very important. I mean, we're talking about when, before the overturn of Roe v. Wade, it is still, it's way over 60 million just in America.
But you got to add the chemical part. See, this is the thing I always take exception, James. That 60 million has been said for many years. That number has grown, but it doesn't include the chemical abortions, and it's estimated another 40% of chemical abortions have been executed. And when you look at it, you're talking, you know, 100 million in America alone. Okay, and last year, I think worldwide, it was like 43.8 million worldwide, James.
Sure, that's in this militant atheist neo-Marxism that is being pushed throughout the Western world by these international globalists. It views human life, it's the opposite of being sacred, as a gift from God.
Exactly.
They view human life as dispensable. They, as much as say it explicitly when they get together with these audacious meetings. And that's why we're hearing and seeing lots of talk about transhumanism, about depopulation, about freedom's not important, and free will isn't important. It's just an illusion anyway.
Yes.
So this is the kind of rhetoric that they use. So it's this idea of life being sacred from conception to natural death is it's like the borderline. It's like the final bastion of Western civilization that's under assault. And you can see how the religious institutions have been infiltrated. They have been on this issue, and particularly, so the life issue is under assault because it's kind of the ultimate issue for the diabolical, for the demonic, always has been.
Exactly.
You know, the devil is a murderer, and And so these people that kind of casually discuss mass murder, depopulation is mass murder.
Right. James, I'll tell you what, we've got to go to break. We'll pick it up from there on the other side. Stay with us. More from James Hurston after this.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Have you with us just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour. As you can tell, we're having a little bit of technical difficulty, but we're going to do the best we can. Hopefully, we're going to connect with Liz Peek here in just a moment. Liz, of course, the Fox News contributor and Wall Street analyst is going to be talking about, you know, what the special counsel confirmed, which is what most Americans and the world knows, that Biden's mental capacity is diminishing. And of course, the president responded quite defiantly last night, if you happen to see his response. So what's next? Meanwhile, Trump wins the Nevada caucus, and maybe the SCOTUS decision will come in his favor for him to remain on the ballot. You know, when you think about the the questions that came from the judges, it would seem to be an indication that, at least I took it as that, maybe others may have as well, that, you know, they were not about to do something, you know, do something that Colorado is suggesting, and maybe some other states thought about as well. You know, you talk about election interference. And, of course, you know, with the next primary coming up in New Hampshire, South Carolina, the home state of Nikki Haley, does she dare crash and burn in her own state? I guess that's something, something she needs to consider here. So we'll see how this is all playing out. So do we have Liz Peek on with us right now? Oh, Liz,
yes.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing fine, except our technical difficulties are, you know, a little maddening. But other than that, you know, hey, we'll march along. So thank you for your patience. So I laid out what we're dealing with here. So what did you make of the special counsel's report on Joe Biden and his document issues?
Well, I think it's probably the first time in history that someone is basically let off having done something criminal, and he's discouraged with the outcome because, honestly, the report, as we all know, from Robert Hur, the special counsel, was devastating to Joe Biden. 70% of Americans already think he does not have the mental capacity to do the job of president, and now we have an impartial legal testament basically to that effect. So I think this is devastating to the president. I think that's why they hastily got him out there talking to the American people, which was a huge mistake, because yelling at reporters that my memory is just fine and then mixing up the president of Mexico with the president of Egypt is really just, I mean, you could not have written a worse script for the president, in my view. And I think, you know, I was thinking yesterday walking over to Fox that there really are two different sets of people in America. There are people who watch Fox News, and there are people or similar outlets, although that's certainly the dominant one on the right, or people who watch MSNBC, CNBC, et cetera. And the former group, the Fox watchers, have seen innumerable missteps and gaffes and cognitive problems with the president. The other group really never does. They never show him stumbling over trying to figure out how to answer a question about Hamas or mixing up, you know, talking about having sat down next to Mitterrand at a G7 meeting. So I think this is also an important moment in that this is now the curtain has been drawn back. I think all the country is now looking at this and saying, whoa, we knew something was wrong. We didn't realize just how wrong it was. And, you know, if you do watch that press conference yesterday, the president didn't just mix up Al-Sisi and the president of Mexico. He also could not remember where his rosary was that he wears every day. And he explained that that's how, you know, he kept very close to the memory of his son, Bo, which I'm sure is true. But on the other hand, he couldn't remember when Bo died. So, you know, it's a mess. I think this whole election is just incredibly a mess. And I cannot, you know, you and I, Bill, and many others for months. I remember Steve Forbes telling me over a year ago, Joe Biden will not be the candidate. And I think many of us came to believe he could not possibly be on the head of the ticket. I still think that's possible. I just can't imagine they'll run this guy again.
Yeah. It's like I said, you know, the world has known this for a long time. They you know exactly what they've been dealing with. This is quite obvious. They don't. They're not dealing with the spin from the left like we are here in America. And as you said, you know, we've got, you know, roughly 40% consistently of Americans that have not been aware or they've been, you know, just convinced that, oh, it's just a conspiracy from, you
That's
know,
right.
from those right wingers, those MAGA folks, you know, they're, you know, this is just, like you said, it's been a disaster on so many levels, whether we're talking what's going on with Joe Biden and what the other, you know, what the states have been doing. You know, I thought it was interesting yesterday. It was a bit refreshing to hear the questions coming from, you know, SCOTUS asking, you know, the defense, you know, of Colorado, you know, how they could justify constitutionally taking, you know, President Trump off the ballot.
Well, I think that's a non-starter, and I think most legal experts have thought from the beginning that there's no way that the Supreme Court was going to allow this to happen. If someone had committed a murder and had been convicted and was sitting on death row, then maybe there's a good reason to take them off the ballot. If someone hasn't even legitimately been accused of a crime, much less convicted,
right.
You know, where does that end? I mean, any red state could take Joe Biden off the ballot, accusing him of accepting bribes from foreign entities. It hasn't been proved. It's been alleged. So why don't all the red state? I mean, I've always thought the most hilarious outcome would be, okay, he gets bounced off the ticket in Colorado and in Maine and maybe two or three other really liberal states, but he wins anyway because Trump isn't going to win those states no matter what.
Anywhere. Exactly.
But it is a constitutional issue. It's a ridiculous decision for these left-wing groups to go this route, I think, and I think they'll get their wrists slapped.
Yeah, I can only hope so. Now, we've got a couple of minutes left here. What about Nikki Haley? I mean, it seems like a fait accompli. Does she dare run in her own state, get clobbered, and really, you know, kind of kneecap herself? Or is she wiser to, you know, surrender and say, okay, let's live, go on to live for 2028?
That's the question. I mean, I don't think she's helping herself by staying in the race at this point. It's pretty clear she is going to get trounced in South Carolina. Yes, she has money, but okay, maybe do a pivot, turn that around, and say, look, I'm really for uniting the party. I'm really for defeating Democrats in November. It's clear I do not have a path to the nomination. Donald Trump's going to be the candidate. I supported him once. I'm willing to support him again for the good of the country. I mean, I think right now, Nikki Haley, for all that she's gotten a lot of attention on the left, she's a Republican. If she wants to run as a Republican anytime near term, she has to have the support of the party, and she's losing it fast.
Exactly. Well, you're seeing this the way I am as well, too. So I thought, well, maybe it's a jump on my part, but I would agree. I think that Ron DeSantis, when he realized that he didn't have a path, he got out quick, and he immediately endorsed Donald Trump. We'll see if Nikki Haley does the same, because what has she spent? Over $80 million so far?
Yeah, and she has a lot more in the bank. And I tell you what, the Republicans need it.
Yeah, exactly, like you reported last week. Check out Liz's latest column. And Liz, you got to remind me where it's at. But the January jobs report isn't as good as it seems. Where can we find that?
That's at the Hill.
Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. This tax season, you get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a new Samsung Galaxy A15 for just $99. So you can give your janky phone to your kid.
Yeah!
Good talk.
Switch to Straight Talk for plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. In-store activation on single Silver Unlimited plan or higher required. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
Hey, Joe Montana here. Back in my football days, I knew the importance of a strong defense. Now I'm sharing how you can help defend your health against pneumococcal pneumonia, a bacterial lung disease that can be life-threatening.
If you're 65 or older or 19 or older with certain chronic conditions like diabetes or asthma, you're at increased risk. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist about vaccination and learn more at knowpneumonia.com. That's KNOW pneumonia.com.
Sponsored by Pfizer.
USA News Update. A ruling in the Trump Colorado ballots case is likely to come from the U.S. Supreme Court before the Super Tuesday primary elections. Trump's lawyers argue their client is not an insurrectionist, but also that the Civil War era clause of the 14th Amendment being used against Trump should not apply to president. As for Trump himself,
I consider it to be more election interference by the Democrats is what they're doing.
The case stems from a decision by the Colorado Supreme Court ruling Trump engaged in insurrection following the 2020 election and can be removed from that state's ballot. If the high court rules in favor of Trump, it will stop other states from attempting to do the same. Younger Americans have experienced a significant increase in wealth since the pandemic.
The value of their financial assets have soared by 80% since 2019. That's according to a recent analysis by the Federal Bank of New York.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help.
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
Bill Martinez here. I'm dealing with just a little difficulty, a little technical difficulty, but it's minor. And, you know, we're glad that you're with us as we continue on. And we've got Jonathan Tobin joining us. Jonathan is the editor-in-chief at janus.org and senior contributor to the Federalist. And we're talking about the latest from Israel. Jonathan, welcome to the show. Always good to have you with us, sir. How are you?
Thanks so much, Bill. Great to be back with you, speaking to you from Jerusalem.
Well, shalom, my friend. And I want to get an update, the latest here on day 125 and counting of the Israel-Hamas war. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu made it clear at a press conference that military pressure on Hamas is necessary for ensuring the release of Israeli hostages held captive in the Gaza, right?
Yeah, Netanyahu was very clear. Now, I think the characterization of the sort of state of mind of Israel in much of the American press, international press, is largely misleading. It is entirely true that Netanyahu, you know, is the leader of a democratically elected government. He is controversial. A lot of people don't like him. You know, that's politics as usual in any country where people have a right to choose their leaders. But the thing I have to tell our listeners that they must keep in mind is that the overwhelming majority of Israelis, wherever you go in this country, you know, high, low, whatever they're doing, they support the war against Hamas. They know that they cannot live in peace and security while a terrorist state is next door to them, shooting rockets at their major cities, as well as sending terrorists over the border, as they did on October 7th, to commit mass murder, rape, torture, and kidnapping. They will not let that recur, and they will not let the United States, even the United States, which is Israel's best friend and which has provided material support, dictate to them that the war must end and that Hamas must live, survive it, and thereby emerge as its victor. They will not tolerate that, whether they like Netanyahu or not, just as whether they whatever they think of Biden or Blinken. And I have to say one more thing. In the last day or two, Biden and Blinken have said very harmful and hurtful things about Israel. You know, Blinken accused Israel of, treating others inhumanely just because they had been treated inhumanely. That's a lie. Biden said yesterday that Israel's actions in Gaza have been over the top. Now, granted, it's hard to take anything Biden says seriously. The special prosecutor's report yesterday, you know, that he's an elderly, well-meaning, old man with a very bad memory, and he makes egregious gaffes every day. But whether he knows what he's saying or not, or if he's just saying these things for political reasons to endear himself to his left wing, which is abandoning him, they do real harm, not just because they make Israelis mad, which they do, but because they are encouraging Hamas to hold firm. That prolongs this war, makes peace less far, more far off, and prolongs the suffering of the hostages as well.
Jonathan, we're having some problems here. Jason, I don't know if you can hear me, but I was having a hard time understanding him. Is there? Yeah. Okay. Yeah, Jonathan, I'm going to let you kind of, continue to report, if you can understand me, continue to report to our audience.
Yeah, I can hear you, Bill.
You know,
I think that so, what I just said, if you can hear me or not, is that, as much as it's hard to take Biden seriously in anything he says, he's what he and Blinken are doing, and they're doing it for political reasons. What they're doing is encouraging Hamas to hang tough. Hamas is holding on in the southern Gaza Strip. They're being cornered. They're being able to shoot fewer and fewer rockets into Israel. In the last few days here, I can tell you there have been no air raids in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. It's been limited. Their ability to inflict harm on the rest of Israel is diminishing. Their hold on Gaza is diminishing as Israeli forces deliberately, methodically, and doing their best to avoid civilian casualties in a way that's matched by no other army in the world, as well as letting humanitarian aid into Gaza that Hamas steals, they're closing in on them. But they will hang tough because they believe the Americans will falter and pressure Israel to stop the war. They believe the Western world will continue to, give them billions to build more fortifications rather than to help their own people. These words do real harm. They're not just political rhetoric. They are fuel to continue this war, to prolong it, to prolong the suffering of people who should be freed, and to prolong the suffering of the Palestinians who are languishing under the rule of tyrannical Islamist terrorists who steal from them more than anybody else.
Yes. Well, it's good to hear, some sobriety regarding the Palestinians. The Palestinians themselves have got to find a way, to participate in this kind of sober assessment. They are, and I can appreciate part of this, is that they're compelled to go along, to get along, to survive. And I guess that's been kind of the status quo, because what remains in the minds of the West was as Hamas was, dragging Israeli women through the streets, they were on the sidelines cheering this on. And, and that's a sad, disturbing look. But go ahead.
Yeah, the point you have to understand about that is that Hamas controls the education of the people in Gaza, has for the last two decades. And the education in the other Palestinian areas of the West Bank, by the, controlled by the supposedly moderate Fatah, led by Mahmoud Abbas, currently serving the 19th year of the four-year term to which he was elected, it encourages hate of Israelis and Jews. The Palestinians have rejected peace every time it has been offered to them, including an independent state. They don't want an independent state. They made that very clear. They want the destruction of Israel. They want the genocide of its people. Guess what? Yeah. The Israelis will not comply with that. Whatever they think of Netanyahu, whatever they think of Biden, you know, the life in this country right now, you know, it's like I was trying to explain it to a friend. You know, life goes on. I mean, the buses and trains run. People go to work. You know, I attended a concert in Tel Aviv last night. Everything, you know, in a way that's kind of a superficial normality to everything. It must be like what, you know, United States during World War II, where everything went on, but, like, there were fewer young men around because most of the young men are serving. And there's a sense of anxiety hanging over everybody because of this terrible crime that was committed against the Jewish people. And the way the world seems to, you know, had no problem with it. You know, people are angry about that. Some of them are taking out that anger, you know, on Hamas. Some are angry at Netanyahu. And there's reasons to be angry at Netanyahu if you're an Israeli, no matter what your politics. You know, it happened on his watch. And some are angry at, you know, their Western friends. But the main point is that they are hanging on. They are not giving up. And no matter what Biden and Blinken says, they're going to continue to fight for their existence.
Yeah. Well, and we've been saying this all along here, Jonathan. I mean, the councils of America are questionable, to say the least. Most sober-minded Americans, you know, see our own military and strategy as a bit compromised. I mean, we haven't won a war in 70 years. And, you know, for us to, you know, chime in into Israel's, you know, life and death situation, I think it's in a sense a bit arrogant, but, you know, Netanyahu and Israel has to kind of listen because we have money and we can help. And hopefully that's what we do.
This Valentine's Day, there are a lot of things we shouldn't compromise on, like choosing a partner or even caring for your cat. Most cat parents don't want to use a litter with additives, dyes, or synthetic fragrances, but also don't believe natural options offer quality odor control. That's where new PetSafe Premium Natural Litter comes in. With uncompromising odor control and no harmful chemicals, it's the obvious choice for a sweet-smelling Valentine's celebration at home. When it comes to house guests and having loved ones over, cat parents are concerned about the chemicals they bring into their home. Over-scented, perfumey litter is a huge red flag for many cat parents. PetSafe 100% natural litter ensures a pure, healthy, chemical, and odor-free home. And this Valentine's Day, PetSafe is on a mission to help cat owners and their house guests smell the roses so they don't have to compromise. They can have an all-natural litter and superior odor control for up to 21 days. For more information, visit PetSafe.com or head to Walmart to pick up a bag.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now.
and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine2bar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vine2bar.com.
The editor-in-chief of Janus.org and senior contributor to The Federalist is reporting on the latest from Israel. Jonathan, you know, the reports that we're getting here on the West is that, what are we going into our fifth month here of this war, and that, it has been a consistent progressive move by the IDF to, take over the tunnels, but that network is so massive. How far into the control of the tunnels is the IDF?
Well, they've made considerable progress. They've taken a big, chunk of it out of action. But I don't think anybody here, either speaking off the record or veterans coming out of Gaza talking off the cuff, nobody's under any impression the war is anywhere near over. They're dug in. Hamas is dug in very deep with all the international aid money, the billions they receive from, other well-meaning elderly people around the world like Joe Biden. They built them, the equivalent of the New York City subway system, and they stored, lots of ammunition and missiles and arms and terrorists there. And they, they're hanging tough, and it's a tough target, but they are being consistently defeated. Much of their force has been captured or killed. Their control of Gaza and the tunnels is largely limited to the south, but it's still a lot. This war will likely go on for months.
Yes.
And I think there's a determination and a will here in Israel among the people, not so much, it's not just a question of the government. And the notion that Netanyahu is continuing with the war for political reasons gets it wrong. He's going through with this because that's what the Israeli people want. They know that the hundreds of thousands of Jewish refugees who fled their homes in southern Israel, as well as in northern Israel, where Israel, is awaiting the possible, strike from Hezbollah, the other Iranian-backed terrorists, they can't go home until Gaza is cleaned out, until Hamas is finished, the same way the Nazis were finished in Berlin in 1945. And the idea that, Israel shouldn't be allowed to finish Hamas because civilians will be killed, that is as risible. It is as inadmissible as the notion that the United States and the rest of the allies should have held their fire and let Hitler and the Nazis hold on in Berlin, because going in there would have killed a lot of German, civilians, which of course it did. It killed, hundreds of thousands of German civilians were killed because the Nazis wouldn't surrender. Then reasonable people said that was on the Nazis, right? The same with the Japanese who held on until, August 1945. It's like, why won't they surrender? Are they nuts? They know they can't win. Well, that's what the question people should be asking about Hamas. And unfortunately, in much of our political dialogue, especially from the Democratic Party, all we're hearing is Israel must stop. I mean, the only sane person right now speaking in the Democratic Party is one person most of us thought was, you know, had lost his marbles. That was John Fetterman, the senator from Pennsylvania.
I know he's not.
Who has been actually speaking a lot of sense about Israel, saying Hamas should surrender, stop calling for a ceasefire, Hamas has to be eradicated. I mean, who thought he was the only smart person, that, you know, a person who had suffered a nearly fatal stroke and brain damage and couldn't speak, that he's the only one speaking sense coming out of the Democratic Party these days?
Yeah. Well, you know, no doubt, you know, what you say in terms of the Democratic Party, it is ironic that Fetterman of all people, but at least there are, you know, there are some voices that are coming out, some sober voices, because war is tough. There is no doubt about it. You know, the Bible talks about a time for war and a time for peace. And I think it's dangerous if you don't know the difference.
Yeah, listen, I have complete faith in the American people. You know, they sooner or later they do the right, you know, as Churchill said something, Americans will always do the right thing once all the alternatives are eliminated.
Right.
And I have a lot of faith that the American people, the vast majority of the American people, support Israel. They oppose anti-Semitism and all this horrible hatred against Israel and against the Jewish people, which we are seeing on the streets and on the campuses in the United States. That is not something most Americans support, and that President Biden should not be appeasing the anti-Semites. He should be speaking to the vast majority of Americans who support Israel, who support the right in this case. And, you know, the American people should know Israelis are hanging tough. They've taken it on the chin. They have had it hard. They've had a rough time of it, and they're continuing to have a rough time of it. Hundreds of thousands of young men have left their jobs and their families to go fight in Gaza. Many of them have been killed. And this is, you know, you can't go anywhere in this country without meeting people who were either, you know, connected to people or know people or had relatives who were killed on October 7th or have soldiers fighting right now or know people and or had soldiers that they know or related to who were killed or wounded. But Israel isn't giving up. America shouldn't give up either. And, you know, we should stand together. And if we do, you know, our enemies, and Hamas is the enemy of every American, just as they're the enemies of Israel. We have to remember that and work together for their defeat.
Well, you know, Jonathan, you recently wrote that, you know, October 7th is this turning point in American anti-Semitism. Explain to our audience, you know, your read on this, because, you know, I see this in terms of, look, it's all coming out in the open. And when you know, this is what is so, I guess, precious and critical to live in a land of free speech, is that this can be brought into the marketplace and exposed for what it is. And as you say, you have faith in the American people. And when you get to that point where there's no other alternative, but also that you really have a better understanding of what's going on, the difference between those things that may emotionally drive our actions versus, you know, that part of our intellect that kicks in that says this is the practical, this is the right and noble thing to do, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, listen, these are hard times. And when I wrote, I've written about the problem of anti-Semitism in the United States. I mean, you know, hatred always exists. Anti-Semitism is a virus. It attaches itself to every movement that comes along. You know, in the past, it was Nazism, fascism, communism. And in our own day, it's Islamism and woke ideology. And the problem in the United States right now is that woke ideology, the diversity in the woke catechism of diversity, equity, and inclusion, and critical race theory and intersectionality, they grant a permission slip for anti-Semitism. They enable Jew hatred, and that's why Jew hatred has been mainstreamed in our society since October 7th. It's a shocking, horrible thing. But we shouldn't lose sight of the fact that this can be rolled back, and it must be rolled back. And that's the only, you know, most Americans don't want any part of this, I'm quite sure. But when we have leaders, quite frankly, like Joe Biden, whose executive orders imposed DEI throughout the government,
right?
And there are woke commissars, you know, imposing, quotas, racial quotas in every government agency and department, just as like in every elite university and many corporations. This is a difficult thing to get rid of, but we can get rid of it. It can be rolled back. And this tide of anti-Semitism won't be rolled back unless it is. And quite frankly, you know, in this case, the Jews are the canary in the coal mine. You know, Jews are the ones on the line right now, but DEI and woke ideology is a threat to every American, to American values, and to the future of America, the whole idea of American exceptionalism. So if we care about our country, not just about caring about Israel, and we should care about Israel, we have to fight this ideology that is, a religion and enabling evil, enabling hate, if we want to save our country. That's what it comes down to.
Well, you say it well, Jonathan, because the fact of the matter is that this is like an operating system in a computer. And this operating system has come into our country, and we see the manifestation, like you say, with DEI and other woke ideology that's coming out. I was encouraged here in recent weeks that it starts with corporate America, because their fiduciary responsibility to their stockholders and such, that they're not responding. I mean, it's, you know, clearly DEI is a, you know, promotes mediocrity. These corporate entities are suffering. I mean, they're not putting, you know, the return on investment that their investors expect, you know, because they're saying, hey, wait a minute, what happened to my dividend? Well, you know, they took the dividend basically and rolled it into the divestiture of DEI ideology, and corporate America is beginning to wake up, and I think that's an encouraging sign, because sometimes, you know, as silly as humanoids can be, we have to realize that, you know, gravity does exist. And when you violate the laws of gravity, you get the results. Now, I don't know how much more people have to fall off the roof, metaphorically here, and realize that this is not working. And as you say, come out on the other side, prayerfully, a better culture, a better America.
That's right. Well, God willing, we'll work together. I'm going to wish you a Shabbat Shalom, a good Sabbath. Sabbath is just beginning right here in Jerusalem.
You
and,
thank you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.